This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, let's talk to Elliot Shure Park. So, Elliot with us today, brought to us by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at colonialhyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the fast, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. We love talking some Eagles football with Elliot. Good morning, Elliot.
What up? How you guys doing?
Quite a bit, my man. That was a nice mini deep dive on the Phils. We'll do more of that in the coming weeks. So, Elliot, Petullo is the guy. I know you've got concerns on the basis, not so much who he is and his background, but that you were intrigued that they should go outside the organization for some fresh ideas. Walk me through your mindset, and do you think they got the right guy or not?
Yeah, so I think if, you know, we were a Tampa Bay Buccaneers station or something like that, and you told me they hired a 43-year-old, essentially assistant head coach coordinator from the Super Bowl champions that had one of the best offenses in the league, I would think that's a great hire. So, like, on the surface, I think there's no question Kevin Petullo is a really good coach. He has been Nick's right-hand man through this whole journey. He was with Nick prior to coming to Philadelphia, and they can obviously be successful together. So it's not an anti-Kevin Petullo concern I have. My concern is I view the Eagles offensive coordinator job as arguably the best offensive coordinator job in the NFL. You get to call plays. You have an unbelievable amount of talent on offense, and it's basically a head coach factory, right? Like, if you have any modicum of success there, you will become a head coach. So I viewed this as a chance to go outside the building and bring somebody in that could add 20% new ideas to the offense. Because my concern is, in 2017, when they promoted from within, it collapsed in 2018. In 2022, they promoted from within, it collapsed in 2023. And I know you can't point to just that, but I do think a big part of the struggles of teams that try to repeat or go back to the Super Bowl is becoming stale. And when you promote from within, I think you increase the chances of doing that.
Elliot, how concerned are you about Jalen Hurts' response to the idea of Kevin Petullo calling plays, being the offensive coordinator, using the fact that he, we think, did not call plays sort of against Petullo as a viable option for this position?
Yeah, so when Jalen talked about it last week at Locker Cleanout Day, his answer, I would say, was like lukewarm. I would also say, though, that he probably wasn't expecting the question. He only wanted to talk about the Super Bowl. So I don't know if that's the best indication of maybe how he feels about Petullo. I think Hurts is someone that's always valued continuity, or at least wanted to have continuity. And Petullo brings that to a certain extent. Like, Petullo's been in the meetings with him. He's been on the sidelines with him. He's involved in the play calling. So there is that level of continuity. But I just think when you lose your quarterback coach and your offensive coordinator, like, continuity is out out the window at that point. So holding on for 20% of continuity just to potentially appease Jalen, I don't know if that's the best thought process. So I think Nick and Jalen's Nick Sirianni and Jalen's relationship is in a good place for sure. I think it's much better than it has been at points. But also, like, Jalen now looks in the offensive room and the head coach is Nick and the offensive coordinator is Nick's guy. So I just think that's an interesting dynamic.
So let's talk about, I think, an even more interesting dynamic, Elliot. I'm going to ask you this question. Why is Frank Reich not the Eagles' offensive coordinator today? And I'll frame it with this addendum. Nick's guys, through his life, it sounds like, for football, have been his father, his brothers, his high school football coach, his college football coach, and Frank Reich.
Yeah.
Why is Frank Reich not the offensive coordinator?
So I think in this city, we romanticize Frank Reich just a little bit. And I understand why. Like, he helped him win a Super Bowl. Like, I completely get it. But Frank Reich has had almost no success since he left the Eagles. He sat there unemployed for the last, you know, year, I think it's been, if not 2 years. So maybe he doesn't want to coach. But also, I just, like, I don't think Frank Reich would have been a good hire. I think if you're going to, and this is the route I would have taken, the offensive coordinator to me should be a problem solver that has new ideas that are different than the ideas already in the building. Kellen Moore came in with different ideas, and they didn't overhaul the entire offense, and they went to a run-first thing, but he had different ideas. Kevin Petullo and Frank Reich, to me, are just extensions of Nick Sirianni. Yeah, they'll have some different ideas, but I don't think there's anything they're going to come up with that Nick hasn't discussed or that they haven't discussed. So I get the Frank Reich thing. He won a Super Bowl here. He deserves to always be viewed in a positive light in the city, but I don't think he would have been the right hire.
We have some guys who are free agents here, Elliot. Four of them that we all love. How many do you think is reasonable to expect we can bring back out of those four, especially with the new news that we might have added another $26 million in salary cap available?
Yeah, so they didn't add $26 million in salary cap, just to clarify that. I know the cap went up $26 million, but all the projected figures already had the cap rising about $20 million. So the Eagles, with the news of that yesterday, they gained around $3 million in salary cap space.
Well, that sounds terrible, Elliot. That, I was a lot more excited until you said that.
Trust me, I would feel that way too. It's like when you get a paycheck.
Stop, apologize, Elliot.
I know.
What are you doing?
I want to be a buzzkill, but yeah. So they have around $20 million, I would say, right now in salary cap space, which is not nothing, but it is also not, I think they're 19th, 20th in the league. Now, we know they're really good at manipulating the cap, so they will be able to keep guys. Now, in terms of the four, I would add a fifth there. Like, Isaiah Rodgers is a big deal, especially if Slay's going to leave. He's an unrestricted free agent. So he's a tough guy to gauge for the market, but he's an important player to get back if you're going to let Slay walk. So of the main five or four, however we want to view it, I think Zach Bond will be back. I think they'll strike a deal. I think he'll be here. I think it'll be a major raise for him, but probably not as much money as people think. I expect Bond back in an Eagles uniform.
So right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I was going to say, I think Sweat's gone. Like, I don't think Sweat's going to be back.
Yeah, too much.
And then it comes down to Becton and Milton Williams. I think Milton Williams is going to get, like, paid. I think he could get upwards of $35, $40 million guaranteed, $20 million a year. Like, I think he is their best free agent. And so I think he is the one that will get paid. So then it comes to Becton. Like, does Becton want to take a bit of a discount and stay here? Do teams view him as a 25-year-old that's awesome, or do they view him as a one-year product of being with Jeff Statlin? So I think one will definitely back, and I think there's a shot at two.
All right, Elliot, let's talk about Darius Slay. This one to me is also fascinating. I think these two statements are both factually true. Number one, this past season that just ended, he played well, for sure.
Yeah.
He was still above average, no doubt.
Above average.
I don't know about that. Statement two, he's definitely not as good as he was about 3 years ago. Like, definitely. So here's my question to you, Elliot. Does the James Bradberry 2023 disaster, and I mean freaking fiasco, after an exceptional 22 and all-time fall off the cliff 23, does that hurt Slay's chances of being retained by Howie Roseman for 2025?
I don't think the Bradberry thing factors into that. I think they knew when they signed Bradberry that at his age...
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
The math was probably against him,
Slay's like really old, Elliot. I mean, by cornerback standards, he's like Yoda. You know, he's old.
Yoda was 900. He's not like Yoda.
He's the guy in Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade who's defending the chalice.
He might be older than Yoda.
He's
like 2,000 years old. Yeah.
Elliot, what is Slay like? 34.
Yeah, whatever that Indiana Jones movie is you just referenced, sure, he's that old. But, like, I would say that when it comes to Darius Slay...
Watch the movie, Elliot!
I'm good. But when it comes to Darius Slay, like, he's also way better than Bradberry ever was. Like, let's be real. Bradberry was really good for, like, 3 years. Slay's been one of the better cornerbacks in the NFL. Now, all that being said, I think the reason he'll go is because they do have young guys there. Like Isaiah Rogers, I think, could be this team's starting corner for the next 5 years. Keely Ringo. I talked to Christian Parker at the Super Bowl, and he said the player, you know, non-main starter guy that he's most excited about next year is Keely Ringo. So I don't know if it's so much about the money with Darius Slay. I think it's more about getting the young guys a chance to go out there and play.
Do you know, Elliot, because we know the cap hit, if they move on from Slay before June 1 is really big. Do you know post June 1 what it looks like?
So I don't have that off the top of my head. I do know that obviously post June 1 is normally significantly less. But I, you know, most years, and actually I would say in all my years covering the Eagles, like they normally have a way to just add a bunch of cap space, whether that's restructuring, they don't really have that this year. So there's just not a ton of ways. Now, Howie might do it because he's Howie and he always figures out a way. But just looking at the stuff that I normally see them do to add space, they don't have that type of flexibility.
All right, looks like the dead cap for Slay is almost $23 million.
Well, that's pre-June 1. We know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Elliot, let me throw a couple more at you. And this is good stuff. Elliot Shore Parks with us. So, you know, we haven't talked about this at all since the season ended. Saquon's got 2 years left on his deal.
Yeah.
What happens? I mean, he looked as good as any running back has looked like ever. I guess it could be a way to create cap space if you kick money down the road, which he may want. What happens here?
So I think it's a great point by you. The other name I would throw out there is Chauncey Gardner-Johnson. He got a below-market deal last year. He had an awesome year this year. And I would kind of compare both of them a little bit to the Hassan Reddick situation.
Yes.
Hassan Reddick had the 1 year on his deal, had an unbelievable year, wanted a new deal, didn't happen. So, like, they're kind of like that with Saquon and Chauncey. Now, with Saquon, you know, I kind of think they're at the mercy of whatever Saquon wants. Like, I just can't imagine them saying no to Saquon. But Saquon also got almost $30 million guaranteed last year. So he was well paid last year. Chauncey is a different situation. Like, Chauncey got $10 million guaranteed last year. You could argue he already earned all that in 1 year. He has a very low base salary. And I don't know, like, Chauncey's always, to me, felt like someone that feels he is viewed less than he actually is, both around the league, and I would imagine that correlates to his pay as well. So those are two to look at. And the other one we haven't brought up, Cam Jurgens is eligible for an extension. So, like, outside of just the free agents, they got a lot of people on the roster that are due for big money extensions. So that's why that $20 million cap number sounds like a lot, but it quickly starts chipping away when you realize all the things they have to do.
Like, I'll just tell you, I'm fascinated by the Saquon thing. Obviously, from an Eagles standpoint and us as fans, it's easiest if Saquon doesn't want more. But we know T.O. wanted more after 04. We know Foles wanted more after 17. Foles was going to be back as the backup quarterback, but he's like, wait a minute here. I just won the Super Bowl, and they gave him basically like a thank you extra whatever million that was, bunch of millions. So, and it's a good thing they did it because Foles saved their ass in 2018. I'm just saying I am fascinated to know if Saquon and his agent and his family are talking and saying, hold on a second here. Hold
on. For sure.
Hold 100%. On a second. This is the moment to say, I know we're only 1 year in, but my God, I was just the best player in pro football.
And you want to talk about having the public on your side.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I don't fully remember the T.O. thing in 04, but like, if Saquon said he wanted more money, I would think everybody would be in the camp of, well, you just pay him.
Totally. And it's and Elliot, it's not like when Bryce Harper started saying this a year or two ago when he still had 77 years left on his deal. Yeah. Saquon only has 2 years left. All right, Elliot.
Yeah, now again, like, they're only a year in. They don't normally redo after a year, but I do think it's a good thing to bring up.
Yeah. Elliot, great stuff, buddy. We'll talk to you next week, Elliot. Thank you so much, man.
Yep, sounds good. Talk to you.
All right, Elliot Sure Parks. All right.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.